皆さんこんにちは、経済アナリストの藤原直哉です。この時間は日本と世界に一言と題して、今の世相を見てあれと思うことを本音でお話ししていきたいと思います。My name is Naoya Fujiwara. This is a special English program about Live Door Scandal. The transcript of this program is for Radio Japan, NHK's World Broadcasting Service, on 24th January 2006. The first question: what important points lie behind his arrest? It is very interesting to hear the two extreme comments on this issue. One is obviously surprised, shocked and feel anger, but others who know Mr. Horie and Live Door quite well feel that they should have been arrested much earlier. It is an absolutely normal consequence considering what they have done so far. He was a young hero of modern Japan's economic reform, but the image of the hero was just an illusion. If we look at his company's business, even if they are often introduced as internet company,There are not any single spectacular points, know-how, technology, nor products in this area, and I myself was wondering how they are earning very high rents in Roppongi Hills. In reality, his main business was buying and selling a company just on table using paper stocks and individual investors' money. There is no substance inside, but got a huge amount of money from many individuals through stock market.This is a typical fraud in this area. Nothing surprised. People should have noticed these points well before his arrest. Do not trust any bullshit in the market, even though the bullshit is made and cheered by the biggest mass media or the biggest political ruling party. Be cool any time in the market. The second question: how about the vulnerability of the Japanese securities market?The arrest was made for the violation of securities law and falsified financial statements. It is a crime and there would be no excuse for it. But this is one of the very common scandals which securities market often confront. So one of the important points is that why the Tokyo's regulatory system could not screen and eliminate those people and companies before they come into the market.Investigators found forged numbers on financial statement 3 days after the start of forced investigation. But Tokyo Stock Exchange and the Financial Services Agency could not find out any clue of crime for a few years until now. So the screening mechanism and the elimination mechanism is not working in Tokyo market. It is obviously a big challenge for the fairness of the market. Quantity of the trade is huge in Tokyo.But the regulatory power is so poor. And the second point is also about the Tokyo Stock Exchange itself. The day after forced investigation started, selling panic occurred in Tokyo. It is well predicted, but Tokyo Stock Exchange did not have enough capacity to handle huge numbers of transactions. Then they suspended the whole trades before coming to the normal closing time.In modern financial world, the fluctuation of price itself is less important than the settlement of all trades. So it is very important for the exchange or securities firms to handle all panic selling in order to avoid the technical insolvency caused by the cutoff of liquidity. Not only the Live Door stock, but all stock transactions were suspended this time. It is unbelievable, and the exchange is considered as not reliable as a provider of trading infrastructure. And the third point is the effectiveness of the Japanese authorities' investigation. There would be other companies doing fraud with Live Door, including foreign securities firms and funds. From 1990s, privatization and deregulation have been the popular policy in many countries worldwide. But in that process, some foreign business persons, firms,or country itself earned all money with the abuse of regulation. Pro-market factions with foreigners got the power to use law to politically tackle against market factions. This kind of arbitrary use of power and law caused a vast amount of unfairness around the world, including Japan. So I hope Japanese authorities reveal and clean up all the mess and unfairness surrounding Live Door, including influential foreign entities that led Japanese people to know what have been done behind the curtain of the Japanese financial Big Bang. And this point is very important to recover Japan's market confidence. The third question. Are there any similarities between this scandal and Enron scandal? There are many similarities. First, both events are related directly to the top political leader. Enron is very related to President Bush, and Live Door is very related to Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi. Why the Live Door became so popular? Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi's Liberal Democratic Party used him as a hero of Koizumi's reform. Any single Japanese person cannot forget Mr. Koizumi's LDP, and Mr. Horie were very friendly in front of TV screen and fought last general election together. Even the Japanese Business Federation admitted the entrance of Live Door last year. So Live Door and Mr. Horie is a very politically motivated person, and the investigation should go upward politically to check the relationship. And second similarity is the type of boldness of crime. As they think they are both politically supported, the crime is so bold. They might have been thinking that no one can stop and check them, as what they are doing are supported by top politicians. Then third point, total lack of self-governance or the cooking of numbers and rules for their own sake. Truth is what the top leader thinks. Their numbers and rules are made to support it. No effective checking was done to them. And fourth, Enron was famous for the deregulation of energy market, and Live Door was famous for the deregulation of media and broadcasting market. Both were hero of deregulation, and many people, individual and institutional, thought and bought their stocks and bonds. Then made a huge loss. They were actually an icon of scandal. The fourth question, what people concerned should do now? Again, this type of fraud or panic selling is not rare in the long history of securities market. So it is more than shame for Japanese market not to be able to screen and eliminate this kind of crime, nor able to handle whole transactions. They should study quickly and do appropriate fixes. Also, investigators must reveal whole scene without intimidation nor bowing to the pressure. I think Japan should change course after 10 years of deregulation to more appropriate directions where all Japanese people can be trusted and treated warmly. So this event must be one which caused the upheaval of bad history and let all Japanese people to think history is now changing. Actually, from 1 year ago, many insiders provided very important information to investigators. Many Japanese people who rarely got to know what Live Door and Mr. Horie was doing did not like it. If all Japanese people come to know reality, they instantaneously choose not to pursue current directions further. I think this is a very important event for the future of the Japan too. This was the total comment which I mentioned in the Radio Japan NHK's World Broadcasting Service on January 24th, 2006. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.